Good morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back. Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin. Today is Saturday, April 22nd, 2023. It is about 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about 5 a.m. Pacific Time and just before 2 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening. Welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be any triggers, any negative behaviors for you. So please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline or www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. But not last night, though. Jeez. 1-2 yesterday. You know, it's 2 days in a row with 1-2. We got to get out of that. We got to have an EFP day. You know, every fucking pick. Usually on Saturdays, we get busy. But yeah, 1-2 yesterday. The two we lost, we had Toronto Blue Jays shortstop Bo Bichette getting over 1.5 total bases. He had like a single in the ninth or in the seventh and walked in the ninth. And just damn, you know, I mean, he had two pop-ups earlier, lined out. He almost, you know, he was close. I mean, you know, as the game went on, he started swinging better. But no, didn't come through for us. And then we also had the Orioles minus 1.5 against the Detroit Tigers. That guy stifled them for like six innings. I mean, you know, when it was 0-0 after like the sixth or fifth or whatever, it was like, damn, I thought y'all jump on that guy. In the game we won, we had the hockey, we had the Boston Bruins. We had the Boston Bruins who on the money line against the Florida Panthers, okay? But we don't dwell on wins, we don't dwell on losses. We keep going, and I've got three today again. Three different sports. We got some baseball, we got some NBA hoop rock, and we got boxing. We got boxing tonight. Speaking of which, I'm trying to get a touch of my boxing expert to kind of handicap this fight that'll be on YouTube and or Instagram. You know, the YouTube, you know it, the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube. Make sure you like, subscribe, sign up for notifications. Instagram, Fame underscore Rothstein, F-A-M-E underscore R-O-T-H-S-T-E-I-N on Instagram. All right, but let's get into the action for today, because at 2 p.m. Eastern, all times Eastern on the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, Betting Public Sports Show, we've got some baseball action. We've got the Washington Nationals out in Minnesota, okay, to take on the Twins. Chad Kuhl of the Washington Nationals is 0-1 with an 8.59 ERA, 1.70 WHIP, and for his career, he's 31-42 with a 4.84 ERA and a 1.47 WHIP. So his numbers early are pretty consistent for what he usually does. You know, ERA will go down, obviously. You know, but his WHIP and, you know, just his record, that's what he is. And they're going against Twin starter Pablo Lopez, who was 1-1 with a 1.73 ERA, 0.81 WHIP. Before his career, is 29-32 with a 3.83 ERA, 1.17 WHIP. So his numbers are, you know, pretty consistent for what he usually is. Okay, and that game, pardon me, guys, we're gonna take the Twins. It's just a matter of, do you want to take a money line or do you want to take a minus 1.5? I don't like the value on the money line at -275. And at -1.5, they're -125. So we're going to take them -1.5 for -125 odds, all right? The Twins. You know, Twins are kind of... The Twins have always been solid in the Central for about the past 10 years. They've been pretty solid. You know, they just can't get over the hump in the playoffs. You know, and then Cleveland came, you know, out of nowhere. You know, Tito got the boys together. But, yeah, we're going to take the Twins today. -1.5, all right? And then in NBA Hoop Rock, okay, you got the Lakers hosting the Memphis Grizzlies, game 3, okay? No Ja Morant, you know, who seems to, you know, be able to hold guns and lasers or his friends and whatnot, but he can't play with a little boo-boo on his hand. You know, I'm not a fan of that kid at all. But he's out anyway. You know, it's been said that the Grizzlies are a little better without him because he's not necessarily a good basketball player with good basketball IQ. He's just a good scorer. You know, he can fly a little bit, dunk on people. I was him and his dad, you know, doing the Usher look-like contest. You know, his dad anyway. I was never a big fan of Ja. You know, so, you know, he's just a guy just they were trying to make him into something because he could dunk. You know, a generation ago, the crap he was trying to dunk on people like that. You know, he got snatched right out of the air and had been made to work on his jumper. At 6'3", you know, he's only hitting, you know what, he only shoots about 2-3 threes a game. It's like, dude, you got to fix that now, okay? And, but Dylan Brooks talking shit to LeBron. Like, you don't get to talk shit to the Kang? Who is you? You don't get to talk shit to LeBron. You know, calling him old and shit. Man, the Lakers are going to punish these boys. They're going to punish them. If right now the Lakers are favored by 4, we're going to take them -4 at -112 odds, all right? I think the Lakers are going to beat the fuck out of them today. Talk shit to the Kang like that. You know, you seen the last video last season, whatever, somebody's talking shit to LeBron. LeBron, like, you know, he ain't hooping, he talking shit. Talking to me like that. The next play, LeBron came down and banged on him. You know what I'm saying? You know, but yeah, we're going to take the Lakers. You know, again, legacy season for the Lakers and LeBron. You know, Kawhi's out, you know, out of the West. You know he's going to have to deal with more than likely, what's his name? Durant and them. You know, and he's got to deal with Steph. 3 all-time greats. Yeah, we're going to take and LeBron's got to, you know, so he ain't going to lose in the first round with these guys, especially first is game 3, series tied 1-1 at home, first game at home. We're going to take the Lakers -4, all right, at -112 odds. And then the last game, we got boxing. This fight night, we got Tank Garcia. Yeah, Tank Davis against Garcia, Ryan Garcia. Now, Ryan Garcia, he's from what's his name? Oscar De La Hoya camp. You know, 5'11", you know, slim, pretty boy boxer. You know, Oscar De La Hoya is going to get, you know, guys who can make some money off the out of the ring as well. He's 23-0 with 19 knockouts. Okay, he's got a little power. He's got a little pop. He can crack a little bit. And he's going against Tank Davis, who's kind of independent, but he's more of a Mayweather, Al Haymon type of guy. He's down with them. And, you know, he's short. You know, he's only like 5'8". But he's 28-0 with 26 knockouts. Tank, he don't just crack, he bombs. All right? He throws bombs out there. He's gonna probably go down as one of the best fighters ever, especially at smaller fighters. I'm not saying he's one of those, not saying he's on the level of the Four Kings of the 80s, you know, Duran, Hearns, Hagler, and Sugar Ray Leonard. But, you know, Tank Davis is a very solid. Plus, he's smaller than him anyway. He's only like 130, 135. But Tank's gonna blast this kid. You know, You know, everybody's saying that, you know, that Garcia's got the ability to stay away from him. I don't see it. You know, Tank is a fighter. He is a prize fighter. He knows how to box. Get inside that reach and start cracking. And I'm taking 2 out of this fight. I'm taking it to go under 7.5 rounds. Under 7.5 rounds. That's plus 135. And I'm taking Davis by KO at minus 130. All right, so we got 4, actually, okay? 4 picks today, actually. Let's recap. We've got baseball. We're taking the Twins minus 1.5. Twins minus 1.5 against Washington. NBA Hoop Rock, we got the Lakers minus 4 against Memphis. And then boxing, we're taking 2. We're taking the fight to go under 7.5 total rounds. And we're going to take Tank Davis by under 7.5 total rounds. That's plus 135. We're going to take Tank Davis by KO at minus 130, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto. If there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and a recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter, at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. And don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, but most importantly, share the content that you see on the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube, okay? And just in case we are able to, you know, check the Instagram for a boxing show today, that's Fame_Rothstein. FAME_Rothstein, all right, on Instagram, all right. I'm trying to get a hold of him, but I think he's in Vegas. I don't know if we can get to him, all right. But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous, and we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, everybody, stay safe. Peace.